This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden is praising Wednesday night's passage of a bill that allows the federal government from defaulting on its debts. The bill passed the Republican-led House of Representatives by a vote of 314 to 117. The measure suspends the government's current $31 trillion debt ceiling for the next 2 years while keeping government spending flat during that period. The bill is a compromise deal reached between President Biden and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Speaker McCarthy claimed victory for House Republicans after the vote.
Tonight, we all made history because this is the biggest cut and savings this Congress has ever voted for. And it's not that we're just voting for it. This is going to be law. $2.1 trillion.
Biden released a statement saying the agreement is good news for the American people and the American economy while honoring his commitment to protect social safety net programs. The Senate is expected to act quickly by the end of the week. Meanwhile, officials at the U.S. Federal Reserve are sending out stronger signals they may decide not to impose another increase in interest rates at the central bank's next meeting. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Three leading Fed officials have expressed support for the idea of skipping a rate hike in June. Fed Governor Philip Jefferson says that would give policymakers time to see more data. President Biden has nominated Jefferson to be the Fed's vice chair, putting him close to the center of Fed policymaking. The comments come despite a slew of tough talk from other Fed policymakers and a disappointing inflation report last week. And those suggesting a pause also indicate hikes could resume later this year. The Fed has implemented 10 straight hikes, pushing its benchmark interest rate to about 5.1%, the highest in 16 years.